The woman in this story we know so well is suffering. And the suffering she experiences is shame. I believe that's why she came to that well at noon, at midday. She needs to avoid the other women who would be coming there in the early morning or evening to avoid the midday heat. She comes at the hottest part of the day. We have no details about why she lived with so many men. But cultural historians would tell us that she was probably a concubine, which today we might describe as a sex slave. She is an object used for pleasure. Among the other women, she would have been scorned and despised, never knowing any respect or real human intimacy. And then, one day, she meets Jesus Christ. Shame's a sad and an ugly secret that eats away at the human heart. Shame is different from guilt. Shame focuses on self. Guilt is a focus on behavior. Guilt will say, "I'm sorry, I made a mistake." Shame will say, "I am a mistake." Left to itself, shame inevitably leads to narcissism, that constant, unending effort to look good because you just aren't good. And shame's an epidemic in our culture. It keeps us apart. It makes relationships shallow and temporary. Commitment is impossible because it inevitably means being vulnerable and transparent. It inevitably means someone's going to know about my shame. Then, one day she met Jesus Christ. Shame needs three things to grow: secrecy, silence, and judgment. Given any amount of these things, it's going to thrive and it will destroy. There is an antidote which this story tells us about, and that antidote is empathy. What will break through the secrecy and the silence and the judgment is two powerful words: "Me too." She met Jesus because she came to the well thirsty, and he said to her, "Me too. Give me a drink." At that well, the secret of her life was laid bare. There was now someone who knew everything she ever did. He did not call her names. He did not seem ashamed to be talking to her, and he spoke gently and with great respect. At that well, the silence was broken, the silence between God and a sinner living in shame and the Creator who made that sinner good. At that well, there was not a hint of judgment. On the contrary, there was understanding and there was respect. Suddenly, she was treated as a person with feelings, with hopes, needs, and perhaps a future that was free of shame. Someone wanted her for something, wanted her that was for something that wasn't going to leave her feeling like a toy or something to be tossed around, used, and abused. He wanted her faith. He wanted her trust in exchange for living water, which in John's gospel is always a sign of baptism. He would take her shame upon himself and die naked on a cross so that she could go free and finally knowing that in God's heart she was good. Friends, in all of that conversation at the well, there were two words spoken to get to the heart of the matter: if only. Perhaps this weekend we need to hear them again and let them sink more deeply into our souls. If only we knew how much God cares and thirsts for us. If only we knew how the judgment of God is always guided by mercy. If only we could believe that we are good. We could then begin to live daringly and boldly and joyfully and confidently in the sure hope that God knows there's more to us than how we look, how we dress, how smart we are, or how successful in business we've become. At that well, someone was able to see into her secret being, into that part of her which longed for true love, which was pure and innocent, and thirsting to be seen as a person, not as an object. She, like all of us, is deeply wounded by broken relationships, broken promises, and a lot of broken dreams. It does not do us much good to be loved for being perfect. We need to be loved and accepted precisely because we are imperfect sinners. Only the person who's experienced this kind of love can know what it is. Being loved like that gives one a lot of surprising energy and courage, and it puts us in touch with our true nature. And to touch our true nature is a kind of homecoming that always brings us peace.